survey after survey finds teachers are leaving or planning to leave their profession soon. These years of pandemic have been filled with instability, schools opening and closing, masks on and masks off. Droves of students left and never returned. And many of those who've come back are different. They have outbursts and behavioral issues associated with trauma and anxiety. And now, just as the new school year begins, communities across the country are facing a shortage of teachers. Joining us to talk about this is the president of the American Federation of Teachers Union, Randy Weingarten. Randy, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
So how bad is this shortage, and is it everywhere?
So the shortage is bad. It's predictable. All the conditions that you just laid out exacerbate what was already a shortage. We already had 300,000 teachers leave every year, two-thirds before retirement. And as you could expect, it's worse in certain places than other places. You know, we already had teachers for whom last year was the worst year of their teaching career because there were so many things they had to do to help kids and the after effects of COVID on top of all the other uncertainty. But what made it really bad for them is all the nonsense with the culture wars, the mask wars, this fabrication of CRT, the political shenanigans of people like Governor Abbott in Texas and Governor DeSantis in Florida. And so that's why you have a higher than normal quit rate of really great teachers that we need, and you have a lower than normal I want to be a teacher rate.
So there are at least a couple organizations which are saying the shortage isn't that bad. There was a survey from RAND, a nonprofit research organization. It sounds like you know what I'm going to ask you, who says, among researchers, there's a consensus that there has not been an exodus of teachers. There is no teacher or shortage crisis. What's your response to that?
I'm laughing because you tell any parent last December, January, and February, when schools were closed because of Omicron and we couldn't get substitutes, that there's no teacher shortage. You tell people in Florida, where there's 8,000 vacancies now, that there's no teacher shortage. You know, in New York City, we are pushing really hard to have lower class size. We have enough teachers in New York City, and we need to lower the class size to ensure that kids recover. Don't tell me there's no teacher shortage. We need to recruit and retain the best and the brightest. And so what we're seeing in the field is that we don't have, you know, the teachers that we need. RAND has already seen and said teachers are twice as likely to feel the stress and strain in their work as any other employee. Ultimately, the way that you ascertain whether there's a teacher shortage is, are there vacancies a week or two or three before school start? And there's vacancies everywhere.
You know, you were talking about how the current political situation, especially in terms of things like whether or not they can teach critical race theory, which, to be clear, no one is teaching.
No one teaches.
Yeah. But many of the political things you say are making it tougher for teachers. And yet the state that has the highest teacher shortage is California. Also, in terms of pay, we think about low pay being a reason why teachers leave. And yet several of the states that have some of the highest pay, the District of Columbia, California, are also on that list of the top 10 states with teacher shortages. So what is it, do you think?
So it's a really good question. But what happens is there's no one size fits all answer to this. So let me go through the states. California. There's a huge teacher shortage. 70% of people have said that they're really considering quitting teaching. That's a big SOS call. What's the major issue there? Housing costs. People can't live where they teach. In Florida, in Texas, it's the politics where you're a high school social studies teacher like I am. If I taught in Tampa and Buffalo, the top shooting happened, one of my students asked me, what happened? I couldn't answer that question honestly and not worry whether or not the governor would come down on me because of his so-called anti-woke acts. That's the chilling effect that you see in states like Ohio and Indiana and you know, and Alabama and Arizona and Texas.
You know, the pandemic is said to have not necessarily created problems as it exacerbated existing ones. Large class sizes, teachers having to, you know, pay for school supplies themselves, having to comply with testing schedules, having intervention in their curriculum. Would you say that the country failed to meet the challenge of COVID-19? Did we fail that test?
Look, I don't think anyone could have actually passed the test of an unprecedented health pandemic, which then got layered on top of it huge disinformation and polarization. I think it's pretty impossible in this day and age, given the divisiveness in our politics and in our country. But the reality is, teachers who always do more with less had huge amounts of responsibility heaped on them, really tried to grapple with all of that, including, you know, the changes and challenges of kids, and then had to also do all the regular stuff. So when you have a child who was home the whole year before and was having a problem with motor skills, you have to stop and work with that child. You can't just say, oh, because of the pacing calendar or the testing calendar, we can't stop. And that's the stress and strain that teachers will talk about. It's that everything new had to be done and everything old had to be done. And there's just so much you can stretch yourself without lowering class size, without having the social and emotional supports in a school. And that's what you're hearing from teachers a lot. You're not hearing about the pay issues, which of course are really important. Teachers are paid 20% less than, you know, similarly situated people in other jobs in a very hot market. You're not hearing them talk about the challenges that kids bring. You're hearing them say, we need the conditions, we need the respect, we need politicians to stop blaming and shaming us.
This all sounds as though the causes of the teacher shortage are complicated and longstanding, and therefore solving it is also going to be complicated and take some time.
It will, but it's solvable. Take New Mexico. They've solved it. The governor did some great work during the session, creating flexibility in terms of retirees being substitutes, increasing teacher salaries by about $10,000 a person, increasing school bus drivers' salaries, and then having a paperwork committee to actually start lifting some of the really ridiculous paperwork requirements that are on teachers. So you're seeing that. In Houston, there was an agreement to increase salaries. In Denver, there was an agreement to increase salaries. In other places, they're lowering class size. The state legislature in New York said lower class size in New York City. And, you know, the mayor is fighting it. We just did a big report about ways to solve this. But, you know, you have to contour it to different places.
I wonder your reaction to some of the other solutions people have come with. For example, some states and districts have brought in military veterans or National Guard members, college students. What do you make of those solutions?
Having vets is fabulous, but people need to have the training. They need to have the skills. Watering down standards is never a good idea. We wouldn't do this in terms of doctors. We wouldn't do this in terms of engineers. We wouldn't do this in terms of airline pilots. It just tells you what the people who are making these proposals think about the importance of teaching. And so we need to actually solve the teaching shortage the old-fashioned way. Let's have these alternative certification programs. They're really important. Let's invite vets in as we have before. But let's not lower the standards, and let's not put people in front of classrooms that have no skills in terms of being a school teacher.
Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers Union. Randy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.